Let's get extremely local news now. Sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank, and Seamus Toomey with us. And I'm so glad you're following up on the story of Marie's Pizza and Liquors. I've been worried about them. What's going on there on Lawrence Avenue, Seamus?
Hey, Bob, good morning. Yes, we've been getting a lot of calls at Block Club about what's going on with Marie's. It's been closed since March. Their social media is pretty much silent. The good news is they're hoping to reopen. I'll get cut to the chase there. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly when. The bottom line is there's a family member in the family, in Marie's pizza family, that has been sick for a while, and Nadine Caravita said the best thing for her and her family is to sort of get things under control while this person's going through this illness. So we don't know the exact date, but she's hoping to reopen it. Marie's, for those of you who don't know, is just a old school, one of the oldest Chicago pizza places. It's at about Lawrence and Pulaski, 4127 West Lawrence, and just really an old school, sort of mirrors on the walls and carpet, and it's got a packaged goods store and a tavern right inside of it, and just really good thin crust pizza that has sort of anchored that strip of Lawrence and the Mayfair neighborhood for a long time.
Yeah, one of the best thin pizzas anywhere, 4127 West Lawrence, just west of Pulaski, and hopefully they'll be up and running again soon. I need my fix from Marie's.
It is fantastic. I love thin crust pizza. I love the candlelight up on Western, but Marie's is another one that just you drive by and you just like instantly have to pull over and try a little bit.
Right, and then you walk through the liquor store to get to the restaurant, and it's like going into a time machine. I love it. Let's talk about Chicago's Hip Hop Museum.
Yeah, this is this is the 50th anniversary of hip hop, and it's associated with New York a lot of times. But some guys in Chicago are really trying to push the Chicago historical angle of hip hop. So they've opened. It's called the Chicago Hip Hop Heritage Museum. It's in the Grand Boulevard neighborhood around Bronzeville, 4505 South Indiana. It's been around for a little bit, but they're really trying to get more attention to it, particularly around the anniversary, and really just make sure people realize the important contributions Chicago made to hip hop and to everything that to keep it going over the years. So they turned a home. This is a home on just a city block into this museum. So it's got to feel a little bit sort of like a grandma's house. Our reporter Jamie Nesbitt Golden tells us as she goes in there. But they've got about 10,000 artifacts. Up and down the walls, up and down the staircase, and just kind of a cool off-the-beaten-path museum that is worth checking out, 4505 South Indiana.
And finally, there is a Wicker Park club that is closing, a nightclub, and this is about the incident that happened last month, right?
Yeah, right out front of the Debonair Social Club in Wicker Park, a guy who gotten into a fight and was shot. He survived, but lots of police attention came, obviously not to the street, but also to the bar itself. Eventually, the city shut them down temporarily. They called it was a public safety threat, which is sort of one of the tools in the city toolbox. Like even if something happens out front of a bar, they can sort of hold the bar responsible and crack down on them. The city went in and gave them a bunch of building code violations, and the owners of that bar, the Debonair Social Club, told us they can't keep this thing going at this point. So they're shutting down 17 years right there on Milwaukee Avenue in Wicker Park, really sort of that busy stretch of Wicker Park that has seen problems like this occasionally. And the city seems like more and more they go to this step of really cracking down on the building next door to it, which a lot of folks take issue with. If it didn't happen inside the club, how come the club can be held responsible? But the city's trying to get a control over some of these things, and had really went after Debonair on this one.
More extremely local news tomorrow. Thank you, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob.